Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
And welcome to Battlecast. I am your host, Seth Vilo, and you're here to listen to me lie to you again about how this show is going to be a shorter one, but it always ends up being a full-length show. And as usual, I'm not alone here. I'm joined by two brilliant minds, one of which is making his annual pilgrimage to the Puckle Plus side of things. Say hello to Thatch, and Thatch, say hello to listeners.
Hello, listeners. This and one's a lot joining... less work.
I try. You know, if I can make it easier on you, then I've done my job.
I don't have to drive. Driving is exhausting.
Exactly. Exactly. Until you zone out and forget where you are or how you got there.
That's why you buy the Tesla with the self-driving features.
Yeah. True. And from the chuckle in the background, you can hear the lovely voice of R. Sigma joining us as well.
Hello. I am here.
And... as you clicked on the topic, you saw what we're talking about. Once we get there, it's going to be VGC because we heard you loud and clear on the survey. And, you know, it's about time I learned the darn thing. So I've got the two best people to talk about it for this month.
Whoa. Don't build me up that much, Seth.
I don't know. You went to a regional once and got, what, 15th?
Yes, I'm the Ash Ketchum of regionals.
It's okay. So, I mean, most people on staff probably actually don't know the legendary stats at this point, so we are ahead. We are ahead.
Sasyana's base 130.
148.
148. It's actually dumb. It's Zacian's dumb.
Zacian is dumb. We'll get to how dumb it is here once we get into the tiers, but yeah, Zacian is absolutely stupidly dumb.
Calyrex is 150 speed.
Calyrex is also at
level,
stupid.
At level 50, it's just two more speed points than Zacian.
Really? That's all it is?
Yeah. Wow. It turns out it's like 222 versus 220.
Wow.
And Regieleki outspeeds them all. It's great.
Yes.
So what have you guys been up to as far as like general competitive Pokemon Online stuff?
Well, we've both been doing the Dodrio tournament on the Smogon forums. Forums are what those things are called.
you got there.
And so it's the Dodrio tournament is actually really cool, and I really, really like this format. I don't think we talked about it briefly on the main show, but it's I always feel like a broken record because I'm on a podcast all the time, and I say the same things. And so it's a VGC tournament, and it's a team of three people. So it's myself, R. Sigma, and P. McGee, and it's normal VGC, best of three, but among the three of us, we have to share a species clause.
Ooh.
Yeah. Minus forms.
That's weird.
Minus forms. Yeah, so like we could run both Calyrexes if we wanted to, or I guess technically all three. But nobody's
but
running.
Why? But why?
Nobody's running regular Calyrex.
Flex on your opponents.
Yeah, no,
it's like running a Cosmog.
Yeah,
you feel even worse. Probably.
It's like almost a Fionn.
Yeah,
and
kinda. Yeah,
yeah. It's almost a Fionn, and so it's. I don't know. It's fun. We didn't win our first round mostly because of hacks. I will blame the hacks. I'll slap the hacks button.
Yeah, I had a Ferrothorn setting up, and it was crit by a body press Dialga, and it's like, oh.
Yep, oh. And I got crit game one, and a crit that really mattered, and then I missed a play rough.
Mm-hmm. Huh. To close out the game.
Yep. Yep.
It That's was, awful.
Yep. But we're coming back strong this week, I hope.
Do each one of you battle every week? Is
yeah.
that the deal?
Yeah, so
yeah,
it's
we
two,
each
it's
battle
three,
a different person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's three people. It's 3v3, right? It's really cool.
Okay.
It's a good... I like the format a lot, and I like the concept for a tournament a lot. So
yeah.
I want to see how it goes in the near future.
Mm-hmm. And with Smogon stuff, that's got to be at least somewhat popular.
It's pretty big. I think a couple teams have been dropped for inactivity, but it's something like, oh man, 6 times 12, whatever that number is.
72.
That many were there.
Wow.
Initially. Dang. And I think like 5 or 6 have dropped now, but it's
okay.
It's been pretty explosive over there. I don't think they expected it to be this big. and
no, they were like, it'll be a top 4.
And yeah, they thought it was going to be a top 4. Now it's like a top 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's 12 pools of 6 or something like that. And so, yeah, unfortunately, we're 0-1 right now, but hopefully this week we can come back 1-1.
Yeah,
we just
it sounds
it
like a lot
pool.
Of fun.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, it's a super cool concept. I'm thinking about how we would implement that into Puckle and whether or not we would get enough people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, I really like that idea. It sounds like a lot of fun, and you can make it just like a few weeks, and people get to play and have fun and get to know each other.
Yeah, and VGC, a format that we don't really touch on too horribly much.
I feel like we've been doing it more as of late, and that because we did Fall League this year, where we did pretty much all VGC, and then we always do the Prepare for Trouble tournament, but I like leaning into VGC a little bit more, especially with the current ecosystem that Nintendo has decided we're gonna have. Lord Game Freak has decided that the 20-minute timer is the way you play. No more.
Battle hasn't even begun yet for me.
Yeah, I know that it's sad that you can't play on card anymore, Seth.
I know
because of your disability.
Just told me I can't. Yeah, because of my issues. my favorite Pokemon is Sableye. One of Sableye's ability is Stall. I don't know if that's prophetic, but whatever.
I mean, Eternatus Stall is an actual thing in Battle Stadium Singles.
Ooh, I'll have to look that up because that sounds like fun. Eternatus is purple.
Yeah, you got like an Eternatus, you got like a Chansey and a Quagsire all just hanging out together. Laughing
all right.
As they don't die to anything.
That does sound
Quagsire,
like fun.
The only counter to Zacian that exists.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't played like general OU ladder in probably a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a really, really long time. I miss it.
Yeah, it's been like an hour or two for me.
I miss it. I'm excited to talk about the tiers, though.
Yeah, it's kind of a quieter month, except for a couple big bans. So we'll get to that. I mean, why not? We'll get to that right now. We'll catch you guys on the other side.
And now it's time to see the results of this month's blood, sweat, and tearing.
And we're back in tier time, and we're starting from the top as always, where things actually happened for once, and the thing that happened was Zacian Crowned has been banned from Ubers into Anything Goes, which hasn't happened for a while, sort of. I mean, Mega Ray last time, because it's dumb, but...
Didn't they put Primal Ground on there, too, for half a minute?
I don't think so.
I thought there was talk of doing it. I think there was talk of doing it back in Gen 6.
Mega Gengar was just, like, a... suspect as well.
Yeah,
they were talking about it. I don't think they ever did it.
I'm okay with this. I mean, you have insane stats on Zacian Crowned.
Yep,
and he gets a +1 attack when he just walks in.
Yeah, now he gets a plus two attack because he can hold Choice Band.
Oh, that's true. That's even better. No, he can't.
Oh, the regular one can.
Regular one is, yeah.
Regular one doesn't
regular
have the same
Zacian,
abilities,
but
though.
Not Crowned.
Yeah, not Crowned. Crowned has to hold its little sword.
It still has Intrepid Sword, though.
Does he still have Intrepid Sword?
Yes. Yeah.
I believe that.
So, yeah.
But it's not nearly as fast. It's not nearly as fast.
Yeah, it's a lot slower. It's less powerful.
10 points is enough to make you slower than a Dragapult.
Exactly.
This is true. And also, it loses one of its typings, so that's good.
It loses Steel. Steel Fairy is the best typing in the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, Zacian Crowns Band, you can still use regular, like Sigma said. You can now just try it with Choice Band instead, which gives it a quote-unquote plus two.
Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt something.
Yeah. Just not as bad. And, like, you don't get Stab on Behemoth Blade anymore. Like,
well,
it's
you don't get Behemoth Blade anymore.
You don't even get Behemoth Blade, yeah.
You get Iron Head,
and I mentioned it last time, but one of the big reasons that Zacian's finally been looked at and dealt with nothing being able to Dynamax anymore, you lose just being able to absorb a hit from Zacian and then hit back. You can't do it anymore, so it's a level playing field with Zacian who couldn't have Dynamaxed before, and hit back, so yeah, it was finally time for it to be looked at. The next thing being looked at are one of two things, actually. There's the Calyrex Shadow Rider form that we've mentioned a few times on the show before that's still as oppressive as ever. Like, if you don't bring Yveltal or Duskmane Necrozma, you're gonna have a bad time. You're probably gonna lose to this thing. Because, I mean, it causes the most brain-dead team building that I've ever seen in Ubers, where you just either you bring Calyrex, you bring two Calyrex counters in Yveltal and Duskmane, a Calyrex check in Shadow Sneak Marshadow, and then two other things. Those used to be a Zacian and a Zacian check, but now that's not as bad anymore.
Yay.
Yeah, but I mean, you can build a good Uber team in 30 seconds, mm-hmm. just as if you can be creative enough to fill in those last two slots, so... Yeah, so Calyrex is one thing being looked at right now. The other thing that's gotten a lot of discussion in the threads and a lot of frustration in the threads, especially when paired with Calyrex, is Shadow Tag, specifically on Gothitelle and Gotharita. I said that right. Both of them are a problem.
This. I hate this. I hate it so much. As a mm-hmm. Little Cup player, I'm very upset about this. They always get mad at the Arena Trap and at Shadow Tag, and I don't know. They don't like being in situations. By they, I mean Smogon players don't like being caught in situations in which they can't work themselves out of immediately.
Yeah, like, I kind of don't blame them.
Yeah,
especially like with Gothitelle being able to trick a scarf on you, and that narrows the PP stalling down to 5.
I'm into it.
Like,
I'm there for this.
I get it.
Yeah, Gothitelle got some stupid things it can do this gen.
Yeah. Trick Scarf, PP Struggle, Knockout. Kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of discussion on what to test next, or just ban next, either Shadow Tag or Calyrex. We don't know yet. But yeah, that'll be coming down the pipe. But you don't have to run Quagsire on Uber teams anymore. It is no longer going to ever be seen again now that Zacian Crown is gone. So,
yeah.
Yay.
Wow. No more Quag.
No more Quag. Tell me about OU, Thatch.
They banned Spectre finally.
I can tell you some too. Yeah.
Or Shadow Ball, I should say.
Basically, yeah.
Very fast Shadow Ball. They banned very fast mm-hmm. Shadow Ball.
Watch out, Jolteon. You're next.
Yeah.
It's Jolteon. We're going to ban Thunderbolt and Shadow Ball. And... Yeah, it's gonna be a bad time for Jolteon.
Totally.
I don't know. It looks like they're gonna suspect test the Bunny Rabbit and Cinderace, and maybe also Magearna.
Yeah.
I don't know why they let Magearna back down. That seemed like a choice.
It kind of makes sense because Heatran, its best counter, came at the same time, but now it also has Aura Sphere on top of Focus Blast.
Yes.
And Specs is still broken as a set.
Yeah.
They gave it a shot, and I appreciate that, but it's still too much, I think.
Yeah. It's yes.
The only other thing that's kind of keeping it behaved is the meteoric rise of Galarian Slowking.
Yes.
That is keeping that stupid robot rabbit in check.
I've seen a lot of people playing like Slowbro Slowking cores.
Yeah.
And it makes me very happy.
Yeah, and they're freed up a whole lot more now that Spectrier is gone, which really took advantage of that. But
yeah, get rid of Spectrier.
The slow core has taken off.
I love that core. I just love it. I would play OU on cart if I could with the Slowking Slowbro core.
That sounds adorable. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, it works really well. Like, I imagine the typings are really good with each other.
Weirdly enough, they really are.
It's really synergistic.
Yeah.
I mean, after you get rid of, like, the scary dark type and the scary ghost type, you know, they're fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And throwing constant future sights out is stupid. The only thing is, like, the thing I anticipate happening, it's a pattern. One, Mandibuzz drops off the face of the earth because Spectrier is no longer there.
Yeah.
Two, supplemental ghost types spike. Things like Dragapult, Blacephalon, Aegislash will just shoot up. Even Gengar can actually have breathing room now again to do things that it used to be able to.
Poor Gengar.
I think it dropped to RU at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's held back by so much. It's slow now, which is wild. So that's number two. Number three, that'll really hurt the slow core that we're talking about because the ghosts will finally have something to take advantage of. And then number four, Mandibuzz comes back again. It'll be a long time.
Mandibuzz.
Yeah. It'll be a while, but finally Mandibuzz will return. Don't worry. It's like that thing at the end of the Avengers movies. Mandibuzz will return.
It's like the water ground type going from U to OU.
The Gastrodon effect.
Yeah. Gastrodon, Quagsire.
To be
Every
fair.
Now and then they jump up. They're like, hi, guys. And then they drop down because they're easy to hate out.
Even in like Gen 7, you had things like that. Like I remember there being very wild swings with Slowbro, actually, in Gen 7.
I remember that too. It was a point where he was RU, NU.
He'd go to like OU, and then like a couple months later, he'd be in like NU, and you'd be like, "What happened? He was doing so well," and then he would just pop back up in OU. He was probably one of the more volatile Pokemon in Gen 7.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Now with Teleport, it's top 10 easy. And it's a Cinderace check, so once Cinderace is banned, I don't know if it'll dip or go up in use.
I don't know which one. I don't think Cinderace is that scary, but
it just doesn't have counters is the thing. Like you don't know what all it has, and you can't really stop it effectively. Even its counters, in a sense, can be stopped by coverage. Like Slowbro can be stopped by U-turn spam. That'll eventually do it in, and I've seen Electro Ball, which really take advantage of it.
Electro Ball's cute. But generally speaking, like, it should be able to be taken out by Intimidate, unlike Greninja could in the past. Like,
yeah,
true. So, yeah. And it's forced
Greninja
to run
lasted
boots.
All last gen, so I feel like...
Okay, but Greninja shouldn't have. Let's be honest. No,
Greninja was fine. I think Ash Greninja needed to go.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
1,000%. I think Greninja was okay.
Base Greninja's fine.
The unknown on which one you were facing was a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, it was. Unless they click the shiny button and then it's like, oh, okay.
Don't worry. We'll get Greninja back in November when Let's Go Diamond and Pearl come out. They'll somehow be
no
in there
comment.
Because they're the most popular Pokemon in Japan. I mean,
it'll come around.
The world. He's the most popular in the world. He won that Google thing last year.
Yep.
I thought that was just Japanese players.
That was worldwide.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I mean they left out four sets of starters. This was a very strategic move.
I mean, there's always the chance that we get a Pokemon Day update and Greninja comes back in 2 weeks. But
you have this hope, and I don't trust you.
I have this hope because they keep pushing the starters. But who knows?
Go to your local McDonald's and download it with Pokemon Stop.
Oh, right.
They can't test Magearna because Ash Greninja shows back up.
We're moving on, though. Let's go to Yu Yu. Sigma, tell me about what's going on there.
hey, they banned Latias, which is weird. Woo! Because it used to be a UU staple.
Yeah, Mystical Fire, too much.
I guess that's fair. Mystical Fire is really dumb. But yep, Latias is gone. This opens up a lot of things, like Jirachi can finally do things again. Yay, Jirachi. Victini's down here, too. Oh, dear. Oh, Victini.
Yeah, which is dumb.
Yeah, apparently you just can't wall it, even though it struggles versus Hyper Offense, because it's also a Victini and dies to most things.
Yeah, defensively, and 100 speed holds it back there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you have to choose between Band and Scar.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Zoroark's down here. Wow, this is just the mythical tier. Cool.
Yeah. Kind of is, yeah.
We got Zoroark down here, too. It's still deserving of an S rank. And Scizor? Scizor. Good old Scizor. Scizor is the other staple of UU that's always been there.
Nice. Yeah, and now that Mystical Fire Latias is gone, it can breathe again, too.
Now that it doesn't have to feel threatened by Latias. Oh, the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they get Aura Sphere, too, though?
Yeah, it did.
They gave the Latias a lot.
Yeah.
Just like Battle Stadium Singles Nihiliga with Meteor Beam is terrifying down here, too.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Primarina holding Boots and using a Flip Turn.
Yeah, so. That's a weird set that I've seen take off down there.
I mean, Flip Turn's just good.
Flip Turn is good.
Boots is weird, but Flip Turn's just good.
Mm-hmm.
And since it doesn't have another ability, you might be able to use it with Torrent. Who knows?
Sparkling Aria. No, not Sparkling Aria. Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't
Something
exist.
Voice.
Don't lie to me.
That one.
It's Liquid used Voice. It's used in VGC when you can use Hyper Voice.
Yes.
That's the only...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's why you use it.
Yep.
Yep. That's UU, though. They're looking to see what to suspect next, but Latias was banned so recently that it's going to be probably a good bit until something else is suspected. So
yeah, it's a new tier.
Yeah. And it's slowing down overall on all the tiers now that we've got back to kind of a three-month tier shift system instead of a one-month with each one. So things are a little slower, which is nice.
No DLC to shake things up either for the long term.
Exactly, that we know of. Until Greninja comes out in 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. If it comes out in 2 weeks, I'll eat my hat.
I will too, and I won't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you don't eat it in general. You're just drinking your Soylent, right? So eating's a foreign concept.
I'll drink my hat. Thatch, tell me about RU. What's going on there?
Thunderous was banned.
Finally.
I don't know if that was good or not, but it's gone now. So sucks to be Thunderous, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Thunderous Incarnate, too.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Thundee Incarnate.
Therian's still okay.
Thunderous Incarnate's pretty bad. Zarude's down here, and it's actually tearing things up. It's happy now. It's happy in S rank.
It has its home in RU.
It's just doing its
finally.
Thing.
Not surprising for a grass type.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I expected him to
yes,
go.
Yes, that sounds right. That sounds right. Togekiss came out of its cave after Thunderous was banned and said, "I'm not scared anymore," kind of like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone. And now he is S rank because there's no flying type or electric type to murder him. And so he's doing all right. Alolan Marowak is doing pretty well as well. It slows down Volt Turn because of Lightning Rod. And it really just stops Toxtricity because Toxtricity can't jump around with him. It's doing all right. It's doing all right. Flygon is also popping off. He's a good electric type counter. And people are running Scarf. Flygon, you're doing Flygon things.
It's 100 base speed.
It is 100 base speed, and everything else is like an 80 minus its attack, I think.
Everything is 80 except attack and speed, which are 100. Yeah.
So, I mean, Flygon's all right. He's all right. He's doing okay.
Yeah, Flygon's just fine.
He's fine. Like, yeah.
It's doing Gen 4 things. It's you turning around and
being a lesser Garchomp.
Yes, it's Garchomp Light with Levitate because Levitate, he's scared
floating
of Earthquake.
Floating Garchomp.
Gastrodon is down here now too, and he's just there. I mean, it's Gastrodon. I don't know what you want.
Gastrodon do Gastrodon things.
He's Gastrodon doing Gastrodon things, 100%.
Yep.
Galarian, Slowbro, and Metagross really hate it, and obviously it makes sense because Gastrodon's good, doing Gastrodon things.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
I'm running at no U personally, so
Gastrodon's solid. Things. He's just always been solid. I can't think of a time when Gastrodon hasn't been good.
It's just
I use it as a Nido King check.
Yeah.
It gets yawn. It's annoying. It's got good coverage.
He does all right. Water Ground is just a really good typing too.
Yeah,
especially if you're bulky.
Especially I think with the cool water immunity. Yep. It's solid.
Yeah, either a water immunity or a knockoff absorber
sticky
hold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some maniacs in OU were running Trubbish for a little bit because that's also something that gets sticky hold, but you can also use it to stack entry hazards. So you Eviolite it and then sticky holds absorb the knockoffs and stack things with it. Those maniacs.
Oh no.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. I love it.
Oh no.
Two tiers to go. Tell me about NU, Sigma.
Hey, Sigilyph is gone.
yay.
Yep. I believe we talked about it last time. It was a menace. It's gone now. Yay. Beware and Pangoro are being suspected. They might actually be done being suspected by the time this comes out.
Yeah, they should be. It ends on the 11th, which is when this comes out. So
yeah, so they might
voting
be
will start
or save by the time this comes out. Things don't tend to live this gen though. So
no,
they're probably gone. Talonflame and Dragalge continue to be really good Pokemon on teams. I'm sure Seth is very happy about this.
I am tickled.
Talonflame gets to spread Will-O-Wisps and stuff, gets to defog, I'm sure, with priority, and its little boots that it wears. And it has a really good speed tier. And Dragalge hits really hard, but it also has Flip Turn now, so things that get switched into it, it gets out of there immediately. So, yay. Let's see, Tauros is doing pretty well down here, despite all the ghosts, because of its good speed and power, Sheer Force boosted Throat Chop. Sheer Force boost and Throat Chop help it do really well. Good job, Green Tauros.
Green Tauros.
If he can't hit it with Body Slam, which is boosted by Sheer Force, you hit the ghost with Throat Chop, which is boosted by Sheer Force. It's doing pretty good.
And there's apparently a nice line of things of suspects coming up, so there might be another ban by the time the next episode comes out of this show. So yay. Yeah.
Very well might
busy
be.
Busy banning. Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a mess in the lower tiers, like a mess.
I believe that.
But not as crazy bad. Now that it's finally stabilized and we aren't having like 50 things drop every month, we can actually focus on what needs to be banned instead of being like, well, it's going to be a totally different tier next month anyway, so why bother? So, yeah. And I'll take us home with this. Since last episode, Roserade was quick banned because that was broken. As I mentioned before, that it was likely going to be quick banned anyway. And you remember when Sigma said that things don't typically survive suspect tests this generation? Well, he wasn't entirely correct. Virizion's suspect test has completed, and it remains PU. It did not hit the majority needed to actually get around to banning it. And a couple reasons why, since it was really causing problems in December, we've had all the tier shifts, and a lot of things have finally landed in the tier that are able to handle Virizion, as well as the fact that there are just so many freaking fighting types down in this tier. So you have to build against all of them, and in doing so, you naturally strengthen your team against Virizion. Examples are Weezing Talonflame is a really common core, and Virizion hates both of them, as well as just lots of flying types that resist both of its stab moves. So there's a lot to handle it now that wasn't there before, and the community thought that it wasn't as oppressive as it was once before. It's still annoying and still top tier, don't get us wrong, but not bannable.
Yeah, but that's something you see in the lower tiers where things drop. Mm-hmm. Not so much in the higher tiers, because they could always use the things down below.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One interesting thing that... Oh, go ahead.
Didn't Torkoal drop down here?
I think it did at one point.
I thought it quick dropped. It was the one change that happened this month or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But weather's banned, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just Torkoal at that point. So, that noteworthy Pokemon. One thing that happened as far as viability ranking chatter is that Lycanroc Midday shot up from unranked all the way to A tier because of what the tier is currently revolving around, which is Virizion, Archaeops, and Talonflame, and Lycanroc Midday handles all of them really well with a combination of its speed tier and Accelerock. So that doggo's doing some good things. There's still some chatter to ban Arctavish for the same reasons that Dracovish was banned in OU. It's still stupid, no strong jaw, but still really, really stupid, especially with Hail and Slush Rush. It's almost like a combination of Dracozolt and Dracovish down there, just all in one Pokemon. And there's two Hail Setters down here too, so it has more than enough opportunity to get that set up and just start going. But it's kind of held in check by the fact that fighting types are everywhere, so they can mock or outspeed it and just batter it with close combat or whatever. And yeah, it might be banned. Who knows? There's also a lot more water absorbers at this level of the tier, so it's not as big of a problem. Final couple sets that are really fire down here at the moment. Ghost Silvally is back in PU, and a simple set of Sword Stance, Multi-Attack, Flame Charge, and Explosion is making waves because not a lot really enjoys any of those moves. And other memes are things like Choice Band Gorgeist Small, which you can just fire off really quick Poltergeists with that 99 speed, I believe it is, and not a lot likes taking that. Or if you really, really want to go hard meme, you go Scarf Flapple, get rid of their fairy, and click Outrage and Pray. So
80% of the time it's gonna hurt.
80% of the time it works 100% of the time. Technically the strongest dragon.
Technically,
fun fact.
Technically.
So yeah, that's PU.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. And with that, the only other thing of note is that Vullaby had its suspect test in Little Cup, and it too remains in Little Cup. It was not banned. So
I don't know why they keep trying to change Little Cup. Stop trying to change Little Cup. It's fine.
It would be a small change either way.
Because
Little
Vullaby is probably one of the bigger players in Little Cup right now.
Yeah.
And this is actually a tier that I have played in the very recent year, in the very recent months. But Vullaby is pretty big because Little Cup literally hasn't changed in, I think, like two gens.
Basically.
Vullaby's always been good. And I think that I it's not even doing anything different. It's just doing everything it was before. The only, like,
I mean, Grookey is probably like the most.
Grookey is probably the biggest
pick down
change
there.
Now. I would say, I would argue Galarian Ponyta is not bad either.
Galarian Ponyta is good.
It's
the regular Ponyta is also good. Down
it's
there,
always so it's already good. Been that used to be good. Galarian Ponyta is really nice because it's kind of an alternate Abra. It's like bulkier Abra.
Oh.
It's like bulkier Abra, and Abra was always good, but you can actually like survive a hit with Galarian Ponyta, and so it's interesting because they both have the same speed, and
that one's still pure psychic. Isn't
that
it?
One's still pure psychic, but you still get like Mystical Fire in your move pool. Abra without Hidden Power, Abra's just like not as good, and because he really needs Hidden Power fighting, and Galarian Ponyta gets Mystical Fire, which kind of covers that issue. So I personally back in the day I would run Abra, but I think now if I had to choose I would choose Galarian Ponyta.
Makes sense.
I would choose My Little Pony.
Stay tuned for the Little Cup Dodrio Cup.
That's what we should do.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
What we should do.
That's how you get the Puckle spin.
That's how we spin
there
it for Puckle. It's the Little Cup Little Cup Dodrio Cup. There we go. You heard it here first, folks.
And with that, let's go ahead and cut off tier time, and we'll hop over to the topic and the reason that I've got these two brilliant guys here to teach me what the heck is going on in VGC. We'll be right back. All aboard. It's time for the topic. And welcome back to the topic. We are discussing VGC, the thing that is the only tournament that Nintendo knows about or knows to care about. So it's about time that I freaking learned this. I'm still really bad at it. I spent a little time like a week ago watching you play a bunch of them, Thatch, because you were streaming them.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Like
it's a different
having my instincts
the
questioned.
Fun right now,
the so. Format's the so. Format's fun. I personally like so. This is like quote unquote GS Cup, which means legends are involved, but it's usually two legends that are involved. But because they wanted to give the same rule set to BSS, and they know two legends would be absolutely bonkers in BSS, they went down to one. And I personally like that change.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I like it a lot.
I much rather have just one legend that you build around and you try to support that one legend doing something cool than just going ahead and tearing it apart otherwise. Like, just trying to be like, oh, yes, I need Rayquaza and Kyogre to do something.
Yeah. And this is part of the rule change that just went through,
yeah, this
right?
is Series
the,
8.
Yeah,
Series 8
at the
or whatever.
Beginning of the It started February 1st. So
we had like a teaser of this, but in BSS back in November, if I remember correctly, because they did the Dragon King Cup.
Dragon King Cup was December, I think.
That sounds one of these two is right. It was
October. October.
It wasn't October.
Like,
I thought it was November.
The VGC one was in October. The doubles one, but we didn't have all the old legends yet, so it wasn't really a taste. And mythicals were allowed.
Yeah, which
I think they should be, but whatever.
If they did a series of giveaways like they did for the 20th anniversary, I'd be right there with you.
I mean, the thing is, like, Magearna is the most populated mythical out there, and it's the only one that would make a difference.
You are absolutely correct, but that's not going to stop little Timmy from being like, I want to run Zeraora. I got a shiny one from that one thing that one time.
I mean, sure. And I don't care if they run Zeraora because it's not very good when you can have a Zacian.
Yes, and Regieleki exists.
Your name.
Zacian Crowned outruns it. Oh my gosh.
Zacian Crowned is probably the monster. I think right now the S-tier legends, the S-tier mons, I think, and this is kind of funny, I think there's four right now that they rank on Smogon. I think it's Zacian, Dialga,
Voltal should be.
Yeah, Voltal's not up there. It's Shadow Rider, Calric Shadow Rider, and Incineroar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Incineroar. Is that still as good as it always has been?
Yeah, Incineroar's just good. Like, he's just good. He always is. He always will be. He's just good.
Beakalytics has it at like 50%.
Yes.
Wow.
It's not like, well, at least it's not a VGC. 2016, 2017, or not 2016, 75%? Yeah, the 75 to like 90% of teams are running Incineroar. And it's not centralizing. Yeah, it might be a little bit. Incineroar was really bad. It used to be really bad. Mm-hmm. But I think right now, like, I'm okay with where it is now.
The fact that we have Defiant Thunderous again helps.
We have Defiant Thunderous. You have Defiant Galarian Zapdos. You've got Competitive Articuno. I think that's all.
And
nice
a whole lot of things just aren't hit by Intimidate anymore, too. That was a change.
No, Inner Focus was the best thing that happened to UVGC. Like, that change makes things a lot better. Because Intimidate Span used to be, like, real. It used to be really bad. If you wanted to run physical Pokemon, it was just really bad.
You could also stop Fake Out now with Dynamax. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
which
too.
Is a really big thing. It's really helpful to be able to do that and just prevent flinches in general. Like, you don't have to worry about flinch hacks coming from a rock slide when you're D-maxed, right?
Though Incineroar is still super annoying with things like
Parting Shot's annoying. Snarl's
annoying too. Oh, I hate
Yep.
Incineroar. Yeah. Incineroar.
So on that kind of theme, what are other good non-legends that are, or like stupid, restricted, crazy things that are like still good in VGC?
Lando's still good.
Yeah, Lando. I like that he's not as good as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Even with Dynamax, he's still.
Yeah, I was really scared that when Lando came back, we were gonna be worried or things were gonna be bad. But I'm just not. There's so many tools to just dismantle him now. G-Max Lapras is really big still because G-Max Lapras does his good things. And and you have so many things that set up screens now, like really fast, like Regieleki and Grimmsnarl. And I mean, you're setting up so many debuffs that
he just isn't doing much. Like, You could go offensive and Dynamax Landorus, but like even then, it's not that exciting.
Well, even on top of that too, there's just so many things that can break it turn one. There's just so many, like, you can just break Lando turn one. Like, Zacian will destroy it, obviously, but Zacian destroys a lot of things in one shot. And, yeah, I mean, I think the big one's, like, Colossal. Like, Colossal itself forces Lando to kind of run into bulk with something
really?
Like, yeah, you need, like, if you do not run Assault Vest Landorus, you will get killed by a Colossal.
That's such a weird sentence to hear.
You
all
will
right.
be
yeah,
killed
because
by.
The Colossal partners with, say, Water
or Dragapult.
A Dragapult.
Yeah.
Dragapult clicks Surf. And
oh.
Weakness policy activates.
Oh.
Speeds max out. And then
Steam Engine.
You're a big Colossal and you're special, so you don't even care that you got intimidated. And then you just G-Max Vulcalith and they're bye-bye Lando. And yeah, it's gross. It's a little gross. And so Lando is just threatened by so many things. On top of that, like, I think if Lando was good, you'd have something like Articuno keeping it in check. Mm. Thankfully, Lando isn't super good, so nobody feels the need to run Articuno.
The
Galarian.
Yeah, because Galarian Articuno is faster than Landorus.
It also doesn't have an
ice. Yeah, it doesn't have an ice. I'm really too. Disappointed by their moves, by the way. I'm still disappointed by them.
Yeah, their move pools aren't amazing, which keeps them in check.
Yeah, no, Moltres is, like, really popping off, too.
Why don't they get Roost? Oh, my God.
Like, Moltres does really good with its two moves.
Yeah.
Two types.
It has
moves.
Two moves. It has Air Slash, Slash Hurricane, and Fiery Wrath. The occasional nest.
Fiery Rats hits everything.
Yeah,
right?
It's spread.
Like it hits double.
It's spread. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's spread.
Wild.
But it also likes to go big a lot and use weakness policy to get boosts.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Because
we do that in Draft League, Linian.
Galarian Moltres.
Not to go big.
Galarian Moltres is really good. It's bulky. It's really bulky. Who would have thought, like, Moltres was going to be the top one?
Right. Right. I thought it was Zapdos. 100%.
I expected Zapdos.
I didn't expect Zapdos. I expected Articuno. I expected Articuno to be good, but unfortunately we didn't get everything that we wanted. I think it would have been cool if their moves were kind of like Haluch's Flying Press, where they do both types of damage.
Yeah, double? That would
yes,
be cool.
Yes, that would have been
yeah,
cool.
I think that would have been a cooler way to go with it. Like, oh, it does ice and psychic type, and it does dark and fire type, stuff like that. That would have been interesting. To be fair, like, those two types together are, like, kind of bad because, like, there's no overlap and their resistances and super effective stuff, so it could be bad.
Yeah.
but it would be interesting. I mean, in terms of other, I mean, like, your staples are still there. Like, Tornadus is still good. Whimsicott's still good. Urshifu's still good.
Rillaboom.
Both of them or one of them more than the other?
What do you mean? Oh, Incarnus. On the Urshifu?
Single strike's
the favorite, but there's definitely reasons to run multi-strike or whatever it is, whatever they call it.
Rapid strike.
That's it. Yeah.
Single strike is the one in, like, the top 10.
Yeah, single strike's the one to play just because dark is good.
Wicked Blow hits real hard.
Dark type is good.
Doesn't get resisted.
Let me introduce you to my Moltres. Dark type, not bad right now because ghost types can actually be used and because certain things are out of the game, like Pursuit.
Actually, I'm not even seeing the water. Water type is number 46 in usage.
I would believe that.
Right next to Regigigas at 47 and Colossal at 48.
I'm really happy the Regigigas thing has kind of dropped off real heavy.
Yeah, like right now it pairs well with Zacian, and that's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I still think it plays awkward. I've tried a team like that with the wheezing Regigiga shenanigans, and then you try with Zacian. I still think it's kind of clunky.
Yeah, it is a little clunky, but wheezing lets you get Intrepid Sword off twice if you get the switch in.
It's clunky.
Wheezing dies or switches out.
It's clunky.
So that's cute. Hmm.
Clunky.
And it protects you from intimidates. So
clunky.
Whimsicott and Tornadus, they'll do their prankstery
yep.
stuff.
Oh yeah, Tornadus is a Pokemon, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you usually just see Tornadus on, like, Kyogre teams, but... Because otherwise, you're probably running Whimsicott, because Whimsicott's just kind of...
And Amoongus is good.
That makes sense.
Amoongus is really good redirection.
There's a decent typing. I mean, Amoongus has always been good. You know, you don't see Heatran, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'm really okay with no Heatran.
Yeah, fire types aren't that common, apart from Incineroar, which usually is more support than, like...
Well, I think there's just... I think especially with Dynamax, you just have so many Max Quakes and stuff that can just really come out and just destroy them. Yeah, fire's not good right now. I mean, you see the occasional Entei, which is really surprising. I would say, I think, like, Entei is probably the one I see the most after Incineroar.
Inner Focus Entei.
Yeah, Inner Focus helps.
I like it. Charizard's still popular, kind
of. Oh, yeah, Charizard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they can Gigantamax and do the residual thing.
Yeah.
Same with Venusaur.
Venusaur's better. Venusaur's better.
Really?
Yeah, they both go on Groudon teams.
Seth, you're running a competitive podcast. Out of the original three starters, which starter do you think has been top tier most of the time?
Obviously Venusaur.
It is Venusaur, 1,000%. Gen 1, Venusaur is better.
However,
Gen 2, Venusaur is better. Gen 3, Venusaur is better. Gen 4, Venusaur is better. It wasn't...
Only one of them was banned from national decks.
Yes, the reason that Charizard got good was because it took two Megastones to make it good.
Well, no, Blastoise was banned.
Blastoise,
from
Blastoise,
national decks.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shell Smash Mega Blastoise.
Shell Smash Mega.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
So who's the dummy now?
The answer is still Venusaur. Venusaur is still very good.
Dummy thick fat.
Venusaur is always the best. Venusaur always wins.
That was the worst joke I've ever made. Those are the kind of normal, we'll call them normal Pokemon. How about the restricted ones? What are good ones of that people need to have on the radar?
All of them?
So Kyogre's the most used
all
one.
Of them?
Not all of them.
They're like four real ones.
Calyrex regular form.
And they're like four real ones, and then everything else is just like, I think I'm doing something cheeky.
I mean, like, there's no reason to run something like Giratina or Mewtwo when you could go Shadow Rider Calyrex. Like, something like that is kind of meh. There's things like Ho-Oh that are unexplored right now, kind of.
I like Ho-Oh.
I think Ho-Oh is unexplored.
I think
it's better than people
give. I think Ho-Oh might actually be the dark horse right now, just because it counters Zacian really, really well. I think you can build it bulky enough that it can beat Shadow Rider. And it probably has some tech that we're not thinking of that it can use to punch back.
Ho-Oh didn't make the list because it wasn't in the top 30 usage, but I think it's underexplored right now.
I think it is Pokemon, guys. I think there's room for Ho-Oh to really do well. I mean, it's done well.
Same with Rayquaza.
It's done well in the past. I don't think Rayquaza is as good.
I play against one Rayquaza team, and I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of scary because it gets Stab Airstream.
It does get Stab Airstream, but I don't know. Without the Mega, I'm not nearly as scared.
It still gets its flying type close combat attack to use it off of, too. So if weather is at the top, then it might just be good enough. Anyways, let's talk about the actual good ones. So Kyogre's still at number one, and it partners with Torn to get like a Tailwind Water Spout off.
Oh, gross.
It's disgusting.
you can probably beat it without too much of an issue.
A lot of teams run Rillaboom, and Rillaboom is like a natural.
If you are playing, you do need to have a counter to it.
Yeah, you can't just...
Because it's a very... I would say, like, if you want to get into this meta, Kyogre is probably the easiest way to get into this meta.
That makes sense. Okay.
Because Kyogre is very easy and straightforward to play.
It is.
There are a couple ways around it. My favorite way is just Zapdos. Zapdos will kill... Zapdos 1v1s Kyogre, but we're in a 2v2 meta. And because Water Spout can't Oko Gigantamax Zapdos or Dynamax Zapdos. Gigantamax is what it should have been called. But that's neither here nor there. Zapdos will, it does less than 50%, just a pure water spout off a Choice Scarf baby Kyogre. And so you can get off, and if it's baby Kyogre, Max Lightning will actually KO the Kyogre. If the Kyogre goes big, because it's like, there's a Zapdos, it loses its Choice Scarf. So the Zapdos goes first, does just over 50% to Dynamax Kyogre. And then the thing you have to worry about most of all is like redirection. The other thing you have to worry about is if it pairs with Regieleki in that scenario.
If it's with an Amoongus, it can be annoying.
So you have to watch out for those things. But
it can be paired with a Kingdra that just goes faster.
Yep.
And uses Airstream to get it.
Yep.
Oh yeah, because Kingdra gets Hurricane.
You just have to watch for its partner. But if you can predict the partner, you can play around it pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
Kyogre is not a very splashable legend, but it's really good. Brand,
yes.
So.
Ironically.
Yes. Yeah. That's...
Next up, it would be Zacian.
That makes sense.
It's almost top 10. Intrepid Sword is disgusting.
Yeah. Crowned, I assume, right?
Yes. Yeah, what? Yeah. Who plays regular Zacian?
People who want a choice like band, I guess. I don't know.
I believe 99.7% of Zacian on the ladder.
It's somebody trying to be cute and run not...
Or somebody with shield who couldn't get a sword.
Or somebody who forgot.
Because they got their Zacian off of the GTS they don't give you a sword in
game. I'm fully prepared to say that it's just like somebody forgot to put the item on and then went on the ladder. Like, that's what I believe happened.
Also a possibility. Intrepid Sword is dumb, but... A lot of teams have like both Landorus and Incineroar to intimidate it, so that weakens it a bit. It could get burned from something like a Weezing or a Dragapult, and that's scary.
Yep,
that deals with it well. And the big thing about Zacian is it can't Dynamax, so you have to have another Pokemon on your team that you're planning to Dynamax. Unlike a lot of the legends, where it's like, oh yeah, they're great Dynamax.
I still think that's my favorite team. I think Zacian is probably my favorite team in terms of being solid. Only because Kyogre has been used so many times in the past that I feel like people know how to handle, or they can get into the mindset of how to handle it better.
Zacian is a splash.
Zacian is splashable. It's splashable.
You have a team of good stuff, you can put a Zacian on it. Like, you don't have to build around Zacian apart from having something to
do. I think you could take something like Wolf Glick's team from the Players Cup 2, and you could find a way just to, like, splash a Zacian on that, and it would be a good team.
Yeah. Zacian is a splashable legend, as opposed to a build-around legend.
Yes.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Calyrex isn't that much of a... Calyrex is like, yeah, you probably should have an Indeedee. Otherwise, it's...
Yeah.
Like, it's a package deal.
Yeah, you bring in Didi.
Yeah,
you bring in Didi so you can redirect so you don't get hit by that Urshifu.
Yeah, because that blocks Sucker Punch.
You also get Psychic Surge to stop Sucker Punch as well.
That makes it Veltal, not a counter. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have Expanding Force.
That helps. Yep. Yeah. It's gross-ish. You do have to watch out for that one. That's something that you have to think about. Oh, what am I going to bring to help handle this? Astral Barrage, by the way, like, we're talking about Moltres. That's also a... That is a spread.
That's why you bring Moltres or you bring Urshifu to things like that.
That one I knew, because of the VGC games that I've seen, there was one that I saw that had just leading from the beginning was Scarved Small Gorgeist, so that it could trick or treat things to add the ghost typing, and then Astral Barrage.
That's a nice best of one trick. That's a nice best.
It was cute, and then it was paired with a Moltres too. So you Fiery Wrath, whatever's left.
It's adorable, but yeah, the issue is like Incineroar snarling it, which Incineroar are on about 50% of the teams. So yeah, that hurts because it doesn't have a great answer to Incineroar. It's like Mudshot.
So we're telling you Rillaboom and Incineroar on your VGC team right now, right? That's what we decided.
The starters, yay!
Yeah, they're
what's
good.
Changed? Nothing. Those are the same starters that we told you to put on your team 6 months ago. So
yeah,
right. Oh, there's
then we're gonna get the water type with Greninja.
Oh man, Greninja's not good in VGC. Like, why would you put Green Greninja in VGC? It's gonna get grassy glided to death.
Oh yeah, duh.
Next up, I guess we can talk about Yaga next because you said it's an S tier.
It is technically an S tier, by like Smogon standards. I don't know if that means anything.
That's just a bunch of people saying, yeah, I think
it's good. It's good. It beats the Zacian.
I mean, it beat me in the Dodrio Cup last
It beats
week,
the Zacian so. Because it. I mean, like, I would say anything that's steel type that's not Zacian is good against Zacian. And Zacian's probably the one you're going to be trying to play around. On top of that, most of them are bulky, so you can probably even get around Kyogre with them. Like, Dialga resists Kyogre too. Mm-hmm. But you get Trick Room support with Dialga, which is always nice. And it's got a decent move pool. I mean, it's got Earth Power. It's got obviously Flash Cannon. Then Roar of Time. Well, you probably don't want one Roar of Time. You'd run Draco.
No, you run Roar of Time.
You think so? Because you just Dynamax. For Dynamax. Yeah,
Dynamax
that's fine.
It, so.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For the base power.
Yeah. Just do it for the base power. And it gets telepathy, which is something that nobody thinks about.
So you can
EQ all you want next to a Dialga.
Mm-hmm. So it pairs well with Landorus. Landorus buffs its defense. Max Steel buffs its defense. Then it can just go and click body press and bow.
Yep. Dialga's good.
Okay.
Dialga's good.
That would
Dialga's
be the one I
deceptively
run.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Steel Dragon's just a good typing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's good. Dialga's good. I always thought Dialga was good, even like back in like VGC 16. I was a fan of Dialga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it can fit on a Trick Room team. It can fit on like a standard. Hey, it's a good stuff team. Like it's a solid Pokemon that you don't need much building around. Yveltal is the same way. You could probably take it on. You could probably put it on a spot where Galarian Moltres was last series and be like, yeah.
Don't run Palkia though. Stop it.
PSA.
Stop it. Just stop.
Yeah.
I see it too often on the ladder, and it makes me sad. Because it's just like, you're trying to make it happen, but it's not going to happen.
It's not good.
What's Palkia doing for you? Like, what does Palkia bring to the table? Like,
it's a good Kyogre counter, I guess.
It resists Kyogre, and that's it. And did you remember that there's other Pokemon?
No, I forgot. Yeah. I want to use Palkia because I played Pearl version as my first game.
Okay. Like, yeah, you don't like winning.
Like, if you want a water type,
you don't like winning.
The dragon type doesn't add anything.
No, it doesn't do anything. It's absolutely awful. It just gives you weakness to fairy type. That's all it does.
You lose to Tapu Fini. Like,
run a Tapu Fini instead of a Palkia. There's your answer.
Right. And then you can have a good Pokemon.
Yeah. And you opened up your legend slot for something else that's good.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. But yeah, Yveltal, splashable. It's like Galarian Moltres. You throw a weakness policy, your life orb on it, and go big, and you hit things hard with Dark Aura.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special attacker, though it can run Sucker Punch easily enough.
Wait, is Xerneas not in the top 30 right now?
No, I think it's like barely in the top 40.
Never mind. Zacian exists. Wow. Zacian exists. No, makes sense. Okay.
Zacian is really good.
Never mind. Zacian destroys Xerneas. Yeah. Yep.
Groudon's really good for countering Kyogre checking Kyogre.
I just don't think it's that good.
Easily builds a Sun Team.
I just don't think Groudon's as good as people want it to
be. It can't counter
be.
Anymore because it's not primal, so...
Yeah, like, its fire coverage isn't great, so, like, outside of Precipice Blades, which misses often enough, it's not exciting. But the Pokemon around it are pretty good. Like, Charizard and Venusaur do relatively well in the sun.
Mm-hmm. You just run Torkoal, and then you could open up that Groudon slot for, like, a good legend, though.
Back to that.
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth, though. I'm just speaking my truth. That Groudon's better than Palkia, but I'm not. That's not saying much.
I mean, Groudon's on our team of the episode because it won that big tournament.
You know what? You should run instead of a Groudon, a Calyrex, like a regular Calyrex.
Like a regular with sunny day. Why not?
Yeah, it's
but yeah, yeah. Groudon's pretty solid. Ice Rider Calyrex is a thing that exists. Hit Trick Rooms.
It's literally just the it's just the Glacier teams, but with the Calyrex now.
which isn't as good because it's got like
it's too fast. Yeah, because it's not 30 speed anymore. So it's base 50.
Oh no.
So it's a little off.
It's a little faster than it used to be, so things will outspeed it in Trick Room now.
Uh-huh. Oh no.
Which causes our problems.
That's a little awkward. Yeah. And then like the last thing that's probably worth talking about is Solgaleo.
Solgaleo is surprisingly good.
I like Solgaleo a lot. It's been commonly paired with Spectre so far, with Bulldoze.
Mm.
Cuz then it's speed control against your opponents but activates your weakness policy. And you go big. So you get your weakness policy. You have clear body, so you're not intimidated by anything. And then you just buff your defenses because you can't lose your defenses when you buff.
Almost in the same vein, I would argue Duskmane is good too.
Yeah, but it doesn't have
clear body. So it doesn't have clear body, so it can't do the shenanigans.
In doubles, it's just kind of...
It can't do the shenanigans. It's there. Yeah.
It's more of a Trick Room mon if you use it.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't think it's that good with Urshifu everywhere. So, and... Galarian Moltres slash...
We should talk about this, because I think my opponent's going to run Solgaleo this week.
Yeah. Like, Solgaleo is scary.
I do need to make some roster changes. I feel like Galarian Moltres is coming.
Yeah, Solgaleo is nice. It literally just does what Metagross did last season. You activate weakness policy on it, and you sweep with Dynamax.
Makes sense.
Except it does it better.
This all makes sense.
All right, cool.
That's where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other final kind of recap thoughts on just VGC as a whole? Is this where we're kind of thinking the rules will be for a while?
We know it's there until
May. Yeah, until May. I mean, I think... So, personally, what I expect is for them not to change the rules in May. But what I would, like, being a hopeful, optimistic lad... I would like to see that it move to something more like, oh, you can bring mythicals now. And then, like, really, that only means Magearna. But,
I mean, that would be cool. I could see them doing Banlist, though they didn't do it for the last series, so maybe not.
I could see Banlist. I mean, I think a lot of my prediction would rely on if there actually is a Diamond and Pearl remake.
The other option, I guess, is like remove the restriction. Like, hey, your team can have as many restrictions.
No, that's bad. Stop it.
Yeah, but it's something they do.
I could see it being where they open it.
Like, I don't know anymore. I expected this to be like the summer format, and now it's here in
February. No, I think it's okay because if like Diamond and Pearl remakes come out, we have a new quote unquote regional decks to play with.
Yeah, but we have two series. We probably have two series.
Oh, we definitely do. We definitely have three series before then.
So that's what confuses me. It's like I expected the legendaries be what.
Yeah, we go to May and then May, June, July, and then August, September, October. Oh my gosh, that means.
And technically, the VGC for Diamond and Pearl wouldn't start till January.
No, what? No, Diamond and Pearl. Okay, hear me out. Maybe that means we get October release. And then they just shift us over in November.
Well, I mean, there is no Worlds this year, so does it really matter?
Yeah, they can shift whenever they want.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Cool.
But yeah, I just don't know what they're going to do with the next 2 to 3 seasons. Yeah. So.
Especially now, again, that they canceled Worlds, too, so who knows?
This, yeah, like, this is what I expected for, like, the last season or two games, and... It's here now, so I have no clue. Maybe Mythicals will be there.
That's I would love Mythicals to be in VGC for like once in their life.
You're right.
I don't want them at the same time as regular box art legends, though. They don't shine. So I would want it to be, box art legends are banned, but you can bring Mythicals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think it would change things.
I guess they could throw a real curveball and make us play Little Cup VGC.
They won't. Stop. They won't.
They won't, but I'd love it.
Yes, I love Little Cup. I miss Little Cup.
I would enjoy Little Cup, but Item Claws.
Yeah.
and ban Eviolite.
No, they did that. And they had like a quote-unquote unofficial format.
Yeah, they did that at Nationals when they did
Little Cup. And Nationals, when they do the Little Cup side tournaments, they always do stuff like that. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they're like... They ban Eviolite, and then they put an item clause on, and then they ban any Pokemon that didn't get their evolution in the same generation.
Yep.
Ah.
So it bans like Lickitung and it bans Sneasel. Yep.
And Scyther and things like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a little more fair.
That works.
You get Riolus everywhere. It could be.
All right. Well, cool. I think that's a pretty good VGC recap and general idea on where it is, what the rules are for right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to hop over. You heard Sigma mention it earlier. There's one team that we want to dive into that won a recent tournament. So we will be right back with that team.
And now for the flavor of the month.
And we're back with the team of the episode, which was the winner of last weekend's Women's Tournament 2. It was up against a Zacian Lapras team, so that's a thing.
That's actually pretty common.
Okay.
Zacian paired with Lapras is actually very common.
Yeah, it sounds potent at least, so the fact that it won is pretty good sign.
Yeah, because Zacian needs something to Gigantamax or Dynamax.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm.
Lapras putting up double screens.
Lapras is solid. Lapras is pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah, and so the pilot of this team was Elisa M, or Gracidia, if you want to follow them on whatever they are on. That looks like a Twitter handle, but it could be anything.
It's their Twitter.
Yeah, Gracidia. But yeah, the winner of the Women's Cup tournament, so clearly it's very good. So we're going to go ahead and start it from the top. Thatch, tell me about the first two Pokemon that they brought.
So there's an Umbreon with some weird stuff, but it's inner focus, so you can't intimidate this Umbreon. More importantly, you can't flinch it.
Picking it out. Or sliding it.
So, 252 HP, 156 defense, 100 special defense. I'm sure that's calced for something, and I don't know what. Zero attack because it's an Umbreon, and I guess you don't want to get foul played as an Umbreon.
Or confusion.
Oh,
confusion.
You might as well minimize it, you know?
Five speed, and we looked it up, and it's probably to outspeed Calyrex Ice Rider. With the outside of Trick Room,
assuming it's not min speed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's got Yawn to force switch outs, Moonlight, Snarl to just help you decrease special defense, and that's actually pretty annoying, and Foul Play to hit things with massive attack stats, probably like Calyrex Ice Rider.
Just anything, really.
Yeah, there's a lot
honestly.
Of things there's,
especially with legends just tend to have high attack stats.
Legends just have random dump stats and attack randomly, so
They're running a Groudon team, though, which is a choice.
A choice.
I don't care if this team won. I don't like Groudon. Groudon's it's not good. Stop it.
Look how red it is. I love its coloration.
Did you see that art swap that somebody did for Pokemon Go where they swapped Kyogre and Groudon's colors? It was pretty cool.
I did see that at one point.
This is Groudon holding a Citrus Berry, ability Drought. It's got 252 HP just to make it fat and 252 attack to make it strong. He's fat and strong. He's got an adamant nature because he's Groudon. He's not going too fast. I think it's still base 90 speed, isn't it? Like Groudon's still like not like.
Yeah,
he's,
I think it's
he's not like slow,
speed.
But.
You never run speed
because
like he's always been a
ball. Well, base 90 is kind of an awkward spot anyway. So he's running Protect because it's VGC. Swords Dance because you want to make him hit hard. Precipice Blades because that's his attack. And it doesn't hurt your, it's like Earthquake, but it doesn't hurt your friend, but it's got 85 accuracy, so your life kind of sucks. And you're missing one. I don't care. And then you also have Rock Slide for flinches, though you're probably not going much faster than a lot of things, except maybe the Umbreon. But it's Groudon, it's got Sun, it's good with that. Yay. I doubt their partner's on the field.
All right.
I mean, he can just sit there and snarl.
Yeah, I guess.
They can chunk.
He chunk.
They're not the most exciting buddies.
No, they're not the most exciting buddies at all.
Anyways, I'll go with what's next. Next up, we have Ndidi Female with that Focus Sash. Max Special Attack, Max Speed. A little bit of Spadef. I don't think it actually matters. But Psychic Surge, we have Expanding Force because we're an Ndidi and that's what we do with our life. Follow Me, so Groudon can get its Swords Dance up, maybe Porygon too, who I'll talk about in a second, can get a Trick Room up. Life is pretty good. Protect and Helping Hand to help buff that damage of most likely the Groudon, maybe the thing Seth's going to talk about.
Yes, probably those things.
Relatively standard in DD. Expanding Force can break sashes. It does spread damage. It's just nice.
Mm-hmm.
In case you're taunted.
Oh, Expanding Force is spread?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's only spread in psychic terrain though.
It's only spread in psychic terrain.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's only spread in psychic terrain, and it so it also if your opponent if like you only target one Pokemon with it, it's weird. So you only target one Pokemon with it. So, like, let's say that you have you've got your Amoongus in that slot, and you go, oh man, they're probably going to target me with Expanding Force. And you switch into Urshifu, and that's the mon that was that was the slot that was targeted. It would just negate the whole Expanding Force.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's like it's almost spread, but not.
Okay.
It's one of those weird technical moves that they decided to do this gen.
I mean, I'm okay with it because I think if without it, you would just see way too much spam.
Whoever programmed Dragon Darts could probably write.
Yes.
Down. Right. Or get a raise. Like they need one. That's wild.
Right. It's something else.
Yeah.
But anyways, next member, Porygon2, Eviolite, download is the ability, so it gets that nice buff, probably in special attack, because things tend to bulk up into their regular defense stat. Bold Nature, max defense, max HP, a little bit in special attack, Ice Beam, Eerie Impulse, because down with the special attackers, down with them. Recover and Trick Room. Zero speed, zero attack IVs. I'm confused on why we're not running a minus speed nature dupe, but oh well.
It might be for the same Calyrex reason. Who knows? I don't know.
That might be true. Porygon 2, I think, is like deceptively faster than it should be, maybe. I think it's
60. I don't know, though, off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's deceptively faster than it should be.
All right. And then the final two are the most bloodthirsty members of the entire team. We've got Charizard, obviously in its G-Max form, because pretty much all the time if you can G-Max, you just do. It's got a Life Orb and the ability Solar Power, so stack them multipliers. 252 special attack, 252 speed, timid nature with the last point just in special defense, because why not? No attack, IVs, and moveset of Protect, Air Slash, Heat Wave, and Scorching Sands. Fairly standard Charizard moveset now, thanks to Isle of Armor tutors. And yeah, it can do a lot, especially with solar power and using that fire move to turn into G-Max Charizard burns you to death.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Yep.
In Sun.
Wildfire.
G-Max Wildfire.
G-Max Scorchy Scorch.
Yes.
Yep. And then we also have Kartana holding an assault vest. It's got...
It probably survives a Kyogre's water spell, I guess.
That's not what I was... my brain thought something else.
Look at its special defense.
Oh, I know.
It's like maxed out.
Oh, I know. Its ability is Beast Boost. Its EVs are as follows. 4 HP. 4 Attack. 4 Defense. 244 Special Defense. And Max Speed with a Jolly Nature. So
yeah, that's literally a little of everything. That's to not die to a Kyogre.
I'm assuming it just doesn't die to a water spout.
It's
that's
probably
fine.
A single water spout, if we're being real.
Yes, 1,000%.
So yeah, then it's got a Jolly Nature, as said. So it's just max speed going fast, really taking advantage of that whatever speed. Leaf Blade, Smart Strike, Sacred Sword, and Guillotine as the last move. If you just really hate everything.
Well, what's the fourth move that you're going to put on Kartana?
I don't know. Razor Protect?
No, you can't protect, though,
Swords
because of Assault Vest.
Oh, no, you can't. That's right. Oh, yeah, the Assault Vest.
So what's the fourth attack that you put on Kartana? The answer is Guillotine, because 30% of the...
It doesn't get knocked off.
Yeah.
It doesn't
get it doesn't, does it? Because it has to do the transfer thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the marks are probably the best thing that's happened to Pokemon, in my opinion.
I love the marks. The marks are great.
I would do anything for an official Smogon format that's OU, but with the marks so that you don't have to be like, yes, legacy move from Gen 3.
I want a just straight up moveset reset. Like, they hit Gen 9, they get reset to whatever their level is.
I mean, that would just force Smogon.
Yes,
to do
exactly.
It.
I want them to be forced, because no one will adopt the regular metagame when you can put Soft Boiled on your Clefable.
Yeah, I mean, Clefable probably wouldn't be good.
It would be okay.
It would be okay.
It would be okay, but
it wouldn't be as good.
You'd be forced to do either Wish Tect, which I don't. Yeah, you can still do that, or Moonlight, which.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
Yeah, I want a moveset reset. But anyway, yeah, that's the Kartana, that's the Charizard. They're your breakers, your real big, ugly, nasty monsters. to take advantage of that sun with for the Charizard at least, and Kartana's just there to be a Kartana.
Yeah. So with Guillotine.
Yeah. Yep.
I like Guillotine.
YOLO, roll them dice.
Dude, I love it. In UUTC last year, I was running a Bisharp team that ran Guillotine, and I won because of it.
Nice. But yeah, that's the team. It won the Women's Cup or Women's Tournament 2 last weekend, as we said before. So it's clearly got a lot of strategy to it that, you know, we're probably only seeing layer one.
I mean, it's still a developing meta, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's been our show, too. Thank you guys for being on and helping me learn VGC even more than my small knowledge already had. It's great to kind of get back into it and learn a whole lot more about the official tournament thing. And, you know, I learned things like Expanding Force hits both things. Yeah. That's a thing I didn't know.
It happens.
Yeah.
Both of the Calyrex attacks do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
Yeah, I knew that much from watching that one battle with the Gorgeist trick-or-treating. That was hilarious. Aha, my regular resistance. Aha, no, it's not. My triple-typed Incineroar. But until next time, you can catch us on other things like the main show that comes out every single Monday on the regular Puckle feed. You're listening to us on Puckle Plus right now, so go to the blue one instead of the orange one to hear Thatch's lovely voice every Monday morning. And on the Puckle Plus side of things, we've got obviously this show, but others as well, such as the Trivia Rewind, Game Corner, and the TCG cast that come out on Thursdays of the month, just varying Thursdays. And as always, if you want to get in on the action of just everything the community is doing, hop to our Discord server. That is where the magic happens. That's where you can get involved in tournaments and just, you know, talk with other Pokemon people 24 hours a day, basically. We've got people all around the globe, so you can probably find someone who's awake at any hour of the day. And follow us on social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, I guess. And yeah. That's pretty much everything else. And until next month, when we'll talk about something, who knows what, I have been Seth Vilo.
I've been Thatch.
And I've been Arsignor.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.